What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, going to Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Coach Dick McDevitt, MTSU Blue Raiders out of the Conference USA. See him in that MT nice quarter zip right there. Coach McDevitt, good to see you, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach, I can't believe you're going to your sixth year. Has it been that long, man?
Man, some days it feels like it's year 10, and other days you feel like it's month 10. Just kind of depends on how things going, but yeah, we're starting out in year six, and I like this group. I like where we're headed, and like our staff. We got a couple new additions this year, six new players. So I like the way that this group is coming together here in year six.
And it's cool you brought back Reggie Upshaw, MTSU legend, man. Talk about bringing him back,
man. A legend around here, one of the fan favorites, actually. Saw Reggie play when I was at Asheville when he was in high school, and then had a chance to actually coach against him when I was the head coach at UNC Asheville. We actually played Middle Tennessee in the Great Alaskan Shootout while Reggie Upshaw was here. So have always admired him from afar as a player. And then once he decided to kind of hang up the shoes and retire from playing basketball and get into coaching, I felt like it was a no-brainer to try to get him on our staff. And so brought him back as our coordinator of player development. So he's, just a great sounding board for our players to be able to get there, out there and start learning the ins and outs from his perspective of the coaching business, but also for our players to be able to ask questions and learn from a guy who played at an extremely high level here at Middle and then went on to play professional basketball at a high level, came within an eyelash really of getting into the NBA, played on the summer league team of the Clippers for a summer and the Bucks for a summer. So he's really kind of achieved from a basketball standpoint what a lot of the guys who are playing here for us now are looking to do. So having a guy like that on your staff is invaluable.
And you can still get out there and get out there and drills with him too. He still get out there.
For sure, it has to help too as well. There's no doubt. When you need somebody to show the guys how to do something, he's still in pretty decent shape and can get out there and show them how it's done.
No doubt. And Coach, let's get bad. As Nashville grows and Murfreesboro grows, how has it been trying to recruiting now with the growth of what you got down in Rutherford County there, Nashville, what you're growing in middle, how it's growing, students you all have down there. How is this the growth and boom around you, man, really helped you for us getting guys who really want to come be a part of what you're building in middle Tennessee?
Oh, man, it's great. I mean, the mid-state area is just exploding. And, you know, Murfreesboro and Rutherford County are no different. It's the fastest growing city in the state of Tennessee. And so being just, you know, half an hour removed from a major city like Nashville, where our players are able to enjoy the things that a big city has to offer, whether it's going to concerts, professional games, whether it's the, you know, the hockey team or with the Titans. So they've got that at their disposal. But also here in Murfreesboro, there's plenty of things to do here as well. I mean, it's a booming town and city, plenty of great restaurants to go out to. So when you bring prospects and families into town, often they're pleasantly surprised with how safe it is, you know, how family friendly it is, the different things that that our area has to offer. So from a recruiting standpoint, it's definitely a plus.
100%, and you can get to it very easy, like you said. There's an airport right up the street for you, and where you're located, you can get in your car, drive for 3 or 4 hours, be here in Atlanta where I'm at, Birmingham, Memphis, Louisville. So how about that piece of it? That's the radius of Murfreesboro. Get in that car, man, save some money, keep Chris happy, and find some talent, man.
Well, absolutely. You think about the hub of a wheel, and when you really look at Murfreesboro on a map, it's kind of the center of a lot of major cities where, just to your point, we think about you're a couple-hour drive from Louisville, a couple from Birmingham, go over to Knoxville, go over to Memphis, get down to Atlanta real easy. We've had as many as 5 or 6 players on our team from Atlanta, got 3 this year, 2 of which, possibly 3, I would expect are starters for us and major players for us. So, you know, we are in the middle of in a short driving distance from a lot of great cities.
No doubt. And also, man, Coach Devin, let me ask you this, man. I feel like this, do you feel like that 2021 season really is like that big turning point for you where it all clicked? And thank God that Chris gave you time to build it the right way, COVID going on. But that was your turning point for the program. And then to build on what you did that year from last year, now you've really some established a culture there. And it's sustainable now.
Yeah, we do. You know, that COVID year was a crazy year from a lot of different standpoints. You know, everybody's getting curveballs thrown at them each and every day. And our basketball team was no different. We had a couple of guys that sustained season-ending injuries that year. Our schedule was all kinds of crazy. So that was kind of a survive and advance year in year 3. And so coming out of COVID, we really felt like we had a good nucleus returning, had a couple key transfers that came in, and including Josh Jefferson. I was a transfer from Wisconsin Green Bay that year, who was a grad transfer that led us in scoring. And we were really able to have a great year, won 26 games, won our share of Conference USA regular season, and then had a good year last year, had some key wins. So winning 45, 46 games, whatever it is, over the last 2 seasons, really feel like our team's on good footing. And like I said earlier, I think this team's got a real chance to have a great year. I think so far, you just look at our team, we've got good size and good balance when you think about positional balance, and they're unselfish. And when you think about here this time of year to have a team that's fairly healthy and they seem to like each other, they share the ball, you know, that I think those are key ingredients this time of year to maybe have a successful year.
How was it go to Italy this summer and kind of get the guys to escalate to a foreign culture and a foreign country, seeing the exhibits and museums, and how it gets y'all to bond together even more? Because in a foreign country, as that's you and your team, you got to bond one way or another when you're all alone.
Whether you want to or not. But yeah, it was that foreign tour, obviously there's a lot of teams that have been able to take advantage of that over the last couple of years, because there for a while, nobody could go due to COVID. And so you're allowed to go once every 4 years, but over the last few summers, teams that were due for their fourth, their foreign tour couldn't go because of those restrictions. So there's a few more this year than normal, as far as teams that went on one, but we were fortunate enough to go to Italy, and it couldn't have come at a better time. We've got some returning players that are going to have very different roles than they've had over the last couple of years, and we've got six new players. And so to get a chance to have those 10 additional practices before we went to Italy, and then to come out of that trip healthy, were really two of the biggest ingredients that you look to kind of check that box off. And then that third big one for us is the opportunity that it provides, to get a chance to go to Rome and be at the Colosseum, the Vatican, you're in the Sistine Chapel, staring up at Michelangelo's painted ceiling is just some things that, at least for myself, you dream about having the opportunity to be in those places and to be able to provide those kind of opportunities for our players. Again, I think is invaluable, and I can't thank our donors and our boosters enough for making that happen. We had a couple in particular that stepped up in a major way that really funded the majority of that trip. So for those guys, we're extremely thankful and indebted to them for just providing that kind of an opportunity to where it really springboards our team into the season.
100%. And, I think it's fun for me, Coach McDevitt, when y'all go do that, because I know for me, travel baseball taught me different languages, because it was guys from Japan, Italy, Portugal, my team, Haiti, that's French. So by default, playing travel baseball, 6-year-old, had to learn languages and how to figure things out. So how was it for you guys trying to kind of figure out the language barrier? Because I know for me, as a young dude, 6 years old, it was hard for me. But how did they figure
out? One of the fortunate things that we had was we had two different travel guides. One was through the company that we used in order to go there. The other was a local guide who fortunately spoke Italian and was able to help us out. But to your point, before one of the games that we played over there, one of the community service events that we chose to do was put on a basketball clinic for like an 8th and 9th grade or 13 and 14 year old girls. It was their club team. And so we put them through basically about an hour practice, our players did. And you could see at times there was a language barrier on what our players were asking them to do and them trying to understand what it was we were asking. And it was so interesting to watch that the universal language became the ball. It became the basketball. They were clearly they had basketball background and IQ and knowledge, that being the girls team, and our players were able to kind of show them drills. So although there was a spoken language barrier, the universal language became the ball. You hear sometimes people say math is the universal language. In that setting, that round leather ball became the universal language. So it's pretty cool to see our players and that team be able to communicate with each other, really using the basketball.
100%. Let me ask you this, Coach. You're going to go over nothing to the Bahamas for the non-con. Talk about that and how fun it's been for your guys to go to the Bahamas, enjoy some sun as well, while trying to win some games down there as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You look for ways to keep providing unique experiences and opportunities for your players. And over the last couple of years, we were able to play in the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas several years ago. Been to Myrtle Beach, Cancun, Canada a couple of years ago. And obviously this year we'll get a chance to return back to the Bahamas at Baja Mar. And our players are looking forward to it. To be honest with you, so am I. So is my family. There's business to handle once we get down there. Three games in 3 days. And we've been fortunate enough over the last couple of years to have some success in those MTEs. We won our side of the Cancun Challenge and then went 3-0 last year in the Northern Classic in Canada. So really just looking forward to trying to win another, in-season MTE down in the Bahamas. But at the same time, it provides opportunity for our players, but also – for our donors. Our women's team is in the battle for Atlantis the 3 days leading up to our tournament. And so we've got several families and donor families that will be down there for a week of fun in the sun, going from one resort to the other, watching our women's team over in Atlantis and then switching over to Baja Mar to end the week and come support us.
Coach David, how cool is this beer around Coach Doc, man? You know, he's one of my favorite guys to talk to, man. And in this business, and he's really a very laid-back, cool guy. How's it fun to be around a guy like him and what he's meant to MTSU and growing that football program over there as well?
Man, you know, we're in a unique setting where our offices, the athletic offices, the football offices, down the back hall on the back side of my office is the softball coach, the women's golf coach, some of the track coaches. We're all right next to each other. So we cross paths with the football coaches and particularly with Coach Stock every day. And he's as down-to-earth, good coach, good guy, great human being. The players love him because he loves them, and they know it. He treats them really well, like his own. You know, his own son, Brent Stock, still is on his staff now, but played quarterback for him here several years ago. And, you know, he treats the rest of those players like they're his kid as well. And, you know, just I think it's great for not only his players but the rest of the student-athletes to see how a guy that – really is as accomplished as Coach Stock treat people the way that he does. You know, he's a good role model for them. You know, obviously played quarterback at Florida State, been coordinator at Clemson, has been here for now 17, 18 years, been to plenty of bowl games and had some big wins here at Middle. He does it the right way. You know, he doesn't cut corners. He's a disciplinarian and, you know, I'm glad to be able to call him a friend and a colleague, and he's somebody that I think we could all look up to.
100%, no doubt. Mesky is coach as well. How excited are you how Charles has changed? You know, when you got the job, it was a whole different league now. Now it's changing in once more, bringing in New Mexico State, UTEP, and all those guys as well. So talk about that, man, Jacksonville State as well. Talk about Kennesaw from here because coming as well. So talk about how it's changed since you took this job, man.
I think the profession has changed since I took the job here at Middle. You think about just the last 3 or 4 years where now there's NIL. I mean, players can legally be paid. You know, it's not pay for play, but the players are now able to make money and in some cases substantial money. At the same time, they're able to transfer at least that first time or as a grad transfer and not sit out. And not only that, you look up, you're playing different teams. You're in a different league than you were. And that's for a lot of teams around the country. Even if you didn't move leagues, you've got some teams that did leave your league and some new teams in. So the makeup of who you're playing is different. The makeup of how the daily business, so to say, of what you're doing is different. How you and who you can recruit is different based on, do you have NIL money at your disposal? Do you not? What's the competition doing? Who is the new competition? You know, you used to think about program management when you look at your roster. Often now it's a little bit more about just making sure that that year's roster can compete because it may be very different the very next season. It's not just signed two or three players. And the sophomores become juniors, the juniors become seniors anymore. And so it's a very different profession. Our league will be very different this year. As you mentioned, we lost six teams, brought on four new ones. We'll add a fifth next year in Kennesaw State. So it's kind of par for the course, if you will, for the way the landscape of college athletics is right now.
And you have, like I said, a bunch of guys, George on the roster already. Elias King is the one guy we're highlighting, Cameron Weston. But with Kennesaw coming to the league, he's even more incentive now because he gets to go home and play at home now.
Yeah, they do. You know, they'll get a chance to go back on the Georgia and Atlanta guys that we've been fortunate enough to sign over the last several years. But this year's team, Jared Coleman-Jones is an Atlanta area high school player, Elias Keane, Jalen Jordan, Cam Weston is from Albany. And so we've been fortunate enough to identify and recruit and bring to Middle some really talented young men from the state of Georgia. So it, as you mentioned earlier, it's just 3 hours. So their folks are able to come watch them play. And then for us, it's a fairly easy drive down there to go recruit the area. There's plenty of talent down there, lots of great athletes. So it's definitely a place we visit often.
Now, Coach, I got my schedule to come see you. I know on the 15th of February, I got to go to Indianapolis for the All-Star. I'm driving through there. I'm stopped through there to see you all first. Maybe the 13th against Western Carolina and Missouri State. Those days I got circled to come to Murfreesboro and see you and play while my schedule works out right with the Hawks being off. And I get away.
I like it. The more the better, the more often the better. We've got a challenging schedule this year, but I think our team needs that. I think they need to be pushed. We have the caliber of players on our team that can be pushed and still be successful. You know, we've got some home games with a couple that you just mentioned, Belmont, UAB, Murray State, Western Carolina, Wofford, Stephen F. Austin, Northern Kentucky. You just don't have a night off when you think about that. We go on the road to Southern Utah, Murray State, and St. Mary's. And those teams are hard to beat on a neutral floor or on your own floor, much less going into their place and trying to find a way to win. And so our non-conference schedule will be tough, but it should be one that gets us ready for league play.
No doubt. I'm definitely cheering for you, Coach McDevitt. I always enjoy chatting with you as well, man. I can tell you off there, man. Come to a Hawks game. I got some sense. I'm sending you a schedule offline so you have the schedule so you guys know. Let me know and I'll take care of you, man.
Perfect. I like to hear that.
Hey, Coach, fun again. Good chat with you, brother.
Same to you. Appreciate you.
Anytime, Coach.
Bye-bye.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.